You're listening to a Get Abstract summary of Remote Work is Killing the Hidden Trillion-Dollar Office Economy, an article by Steve Levine. Steve Levine, editor-at-large of Medium, reminds readers of the small businesses that catered to, fed, dressed, entertained, and cleaned up after office workers and commuters. Hotels, airlines, dry cleaners, restaurants, upscale clothiers, and janitorial firms served that workforce until it was gone. Some offices may reopen at half staff, but some firms have canceled their office leases and declared remote work permanent. Levine finds that airlines, hotels, vendors, and urban office centers must lower rents and fees, downsize, and reinvent themselves, or die. An overlooked ecosystem of businesses is suffering, the service firms and people who tended the office workers, who are gone. In early 2020, COVID-19 forced a mass lockdown of U.S. businesses, sending most office workers home to work remotely. The largely invisible foundation that supports bustling central business districts, the service economy catering to white-collar employees at work, has received little attention. These companies include the dry cleaners, cobblers, pharmacies, gyms, florists, and food cart vendors who served the now nearly empty skyscrapers in the quiet city centers. Businesses decimated by this retrenchment include the old and new, and the rich and poor. Venerable Brooks Brothers and J. Crew declared bankruptcy. Food delivery companies like Grubhub and Uber Eats find themselves unnecessary if workers walk from their dens to their kitchens for lunch. Caffeine and the white-collar worker have been linked inextricably since coffee arrived in early 17th century Europe. Within a few decades, hundreds of coffee houses filled London to serve merchants and brokers. But, to give one example, on Starbucks' quarterly earnings call in July 2020, it blamed a $2 billion loss on deserted urban office corridors. The formerly thriving airline business sits grounded. Business travel accounted for 60 to 70% of its revenues. Face-to-face Zoom business meetings bring workers and consultants worldwide together without anyone buying a ticket, checking into a hotel, or renting a car. Analysts surmise that people may avoid such travel for the next 2 or 3 years, which would prove devastating for the travel industry. Businesses will save on leasing space and employees on commuting, but at what cost to the rest of the economy? Large corporations are embracing COVID cost-cutting opportunities. Major companies including JP Morgan Chase, Ford Motor, Twitter, and REI have committed to a long-term remote workforce. Pinterest is making the change permanent and will pay an $89.5 million contract penalty to cancel office leases. Before office buildings and expressways, scribes worked in public squares surrounded by government offices and merchant stalls. The birth of the skyscraper sprang from the invention of the elevator and the electric light. Bringing workers to the central city required the internal combustion engine and the underground train. Once white-collar workers arrived in the city, industry had to maintain the commute-to-office equation. Machines needed operators to run them and mechanics to fix them. Workers needed prepared food for lunch and better wardrobes, since they saw their colleagues and clients every day. They required transportation within the city and entertainment after work. Everything, from streets to buildings to clothes, required regular cleaning. The pandemic brought this commuter culture to a halt, and some aspects of it may never return. The losses for travel and hotel sectors amount to a tsunami. Business travel in July 2020 declined 97% year over year. American Airlines now plans to cut 55% of its flights by eliminating service to 15 cities. Virgin Atlantic filed for bankruptcy in August 2020. MGM Resorts will lay off 18,000 employees, one quarter of its normal staff. The Marriott Corporation reported the worst second-quarter losses in its history. The American Hotel and Lodging Association, representing hundreds of hoteliers, asked Congress for forbearance on their mortgages. Xerox saw a 34.6% drop in quarterly revenue because empty offices require no new equipment. Arenas and schools haven't been hiring catering services, as evidenced by Aramark's 45% drop in quarterly revenue. Companies have shed workers, who are now abandoning cities for cheaper rents and more space. In August 2020, Goldman Sachs reported that large numbers of people are leaving New York City to live in the Carolinas, Georgia, and Florida. San Francisco is losing tech and white-collar workers. Smaller city centers, such as Columbus, Ohio, are experiencing similar population shifts. A National League of Cities survey found that 90% of cities anticipate an average 13% revenue loss. Notably, in spite of wars, natural disasters, and pandemics, few major cities ever disappear. Most slowly regain their size and character after whatever disasters occur. But how long might such a recovery take in the slipstream of the coronavirus? The bombing of Japanese cities during World War II destroyed Japan's economy. Yet, within 15 years, most urban areas had recovered. However, 15 years is a long time in the careers of corporate managers, office workers, and the people who depend on them. Not all the fallout from this mass displacement will be negative. A reduction in commercial and residential rents, as well as real estate values, will attract new tenants and buyers who were once priced out of the market. Some businesses will close, but new ones will pop up to address the needs of recently arrived, more down-to-earth neighbors. A new normal, not the end of the world, awaits.